Dreamscape presents Love Just Clicks by Eliza Gordon, narrated by Caitlin Davies. Chapter 1. Sherlock Bones is waiting outside the door for me, and he's brought me a present, as per usual. With Sherlock, you never know what the present will be, or if it's alive or dead. His heart's in the right place, and he knows that I keep the good cookies in the bottom drawer of my desk. The bell on the photography studio's glass front door tinkles as I open it. "Sherlock?" I say. He prances right in, his 4-inch tail wagging proudly, his usually white front legs soiled with the evidence of his labor. I swear he's smiling. "What did you bring me?" He drops my present, a mutilated tennis ball today, on the floor next to my desk and pushes himself onto his hind legs, as if posing for the ringmaster and his adoring audience. "You shouldn't have," I say, patting his narrow white and brown terrier head. "You got dirt in your ears, bud." He shakes his whole body like he's just jumped out of the bathtub. "Thanks. I just vacuumed." I open the bottom desk drawer and pull out his favorite biscuits. He poses for me again. I give him 2. I'll wait to throw the tennis ball away after he leaves. I don't want to hurt his feelings. He manages to get another few cookies out of me, because I'm a sucker for smart Jack Russells, and just as he's chewing the last of it, the studio door bursts open, allowing entry to one of the scariest women in all of Portland.
"Sherlock, you are the baddest dog in the entire world."
Mrs. Giannotti's Italian accent is as thick as her famous sauce, even though she's lived in Oregon for most of her life. Sherlock Bones responds to his mother's reprimand by taking off at a sprint, likely to find another escape route. "Hello, Mrs. Giannotti," I say, wiping my hands on a tissue. "You're looking well today."
"I look terrible. I am too old for this dumb dog. He will be the death of me."
She dresses the part of an old-world Italian mamma. The black dress, the white apron dotted with whatever she's been cooking this morning, the gray and black hair pulled into a loose bun on top of her head, the dark pantyhose and sensible slip-proof shoes. The flashiest thing about her are the leopard print reading glasses that hang from the gold chain around her neck. She says they're
ugly like a pineapple on pizza.
But her young granddaughter picked them, so they stay. And for the record, everything will be the death of Mrs. Giannotti. You should have heard her after last season's winner of The Bachelorette. "How's the deli?" Mrs. G owns one of Portland's oldest and most famous Italian delicatessens, just down the block. My father is one of her best customers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?